BC Lottery Corporation is already recognized as one of the top employers in the province, but the corporation and its president, Jim Lightbody, were in the spotlight once again earlier this year at an HR conference and trade show in Vancouver. Lightbody, the recipient of the Chartered Professionals in Human Resources Keeping People First Award. Pretty much of a mouthful, but Jim is online with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for doing this. Now, what does it mean to you personally and to the corporation to be the recipient of that award?
Well, first of all, Jim, it was humbling to receive this award because it's an award of not only high distinction, but also one where you're up against some very strong competition. And the other two candidates I really respect as CEOs of their organizations and people who also really believe that, you know, it's the people that make a difference in your organization. So I'm really proud and, as I said, humbled by this award. I think for BCLC, what it does for us as an organization is helps others in the community understand how we operate and how we do believe the best way to build a business is to start by supporting your people. And that hopefully helps us in our recruiting efforts, but also helps us retain, you know, the talented people that we have right now and continue the growth trend that we're on.
Do you find that companies, corporations that put people first in order to take care of their business, do most companies have that philosophy, or are they in the minority?
Well, there's one thing that I've, you know, when I adopted this philosophy, you know, it came from a mentor that I had earlier in my career, and he told me that, you know, Jim, a lot of companies think, you know, focus on the customer, and this whole customer-centric mantra has developed, and it's absolutely right. However, what he said a lot of companies miss, and I have witnessed this, is that how you get to be that customer, how do you get to be that customer-centric organization? And so what he taught me, and I've now adopted, is if you take care of your people, they will take care of your customers. And your customers will take care of your business. And I will tell you without a word of a lie that as we've done that here at BCLC, it manifests itself in having a much more engaged workforce. We have 87% engagement rate, which is one of the tops in North America of any company. And what that turns into is a more productive workforce, and then one that really cares about the company and then turns that into caring for the customers and caring for supporting the vision of the organization. And as you have that widespread alignment on the vision, where your organization is going and how you want to take care of your customers, the business results just naturally flow out of that.
When you talk about engagement, is that employees who are happy with and proud to work with the BC Lottery Corporation?
So we have an independent company does this for us every year. And last year, we were 83% engagement, and that is one of the highest you can get. The average in North America is around 50%, by the way, for organizational engagement. And so this year, we were really impressed that we grew significantly up to 87%. And what that is really measuring is whether people want to stay at your company, whether people and what people are saying about your company to their friends and family and in the community, and are people really striving to do their best every day in their jobs. So through a number of different questions in the survey, they can put together this engagement score that says, do they want to stay? What do they say? And do they want to strive to do their best? And that comprises an engagement score.
Well, once again, want to offer our congratulations on the award and the philosophy that goes into it and makes BC Lottery Corporation a place that's more effective and where employees want to work. But also wanted to talk a little business, too. Your fiscal year ended at the end of March, of course. We spoke earlier about the numbers, but both the top-line revenue and the amount that will go to government reached new heights. Can you remind us of where they reached and how significant that was?
Sure. It was very significant, Jim. We actually eclipsed the $3 billion in total revenue mark. We hit $3.1 billion in total revenue. Our casino business was $1.8 billion of that. Our lottery was $1.13 billion. And e-gaming is $150 million. So some significant growth in the casino business and in the e-gaming business. Our lottery business was down a little because of the lower number of big jackpots. But we were proud of those top-line numbers, but probably even more proud of the bottom line, because that is what we provide to our shareholders, who are the public of British Columbia, and we delivered over $1.3 billion to our province, who will then go and spend that wisely on all sorts of healthcare and education and social services.
$3.1 billion top-line revenue. Are you able to continue looking, you know, reaching higher and higher? What's the goal for this fiscal?
Yeah, the goal for this fiscal is actually to stabilize that. We had some outstanding results in our casino business, primarily in our slot machine business, and that was by not growing or increasing the number of slots. In fact, it was actually by replacing and rejuvenating the content that we have out there in our casinos and community gaming centers. So we call it our refresh rate. So we invest a lot of time, money, and energy in making sure we've got the newest, latest, and greatest slot content out there in all of our properties. And then on the e-gaming side, we saw some huge growth in our sports betting business, as well as in the casino games that we offer. And on lottery, while the national lottery games were down because of the fewer jackpot rolls, instant tickets were up over last year. Keno was up over last year, and so we've seen significant growth in all of our categories. So as we look forward, we say the real secret to that are twofold. One, making sure that we've got the freshest, most exciting content for our players, and that's new games or the right games that they enjoy. And the other is how we deliver that. So the service that we provide, you know, with our partners, whether they're retailers or casino operators, and are we in the right location? So, for example, recently, you know, you heard about our relocation of the Penticton Casino. So we've moved, you know, that out of the, you know, the hotel and into a standalone facility, and our business is just booming there now, and it's really remarkable because it's not coming from Kelowna. Our Kelowna market is still up, yet the Penticton market is up significantly, and it's because we're offering a new, I think, more exciting venue for the public to enjoy. And so we're going to reap that reward this year because it just opened in April. And the other major new opening will be the relocation of the Edgewater Casino in Vancouver, a few blocks over to become the Park Casino and Resort in downtown Vancouver. And that's being built right now. It's adjacent to BC Place Stadium. And we hope to open that at the this fall to hopefully great results, just like we're experiencing in Penticton.
And in Kamloops.
And, Kamloops continues to impress us. You know, last year, the two facilities, the new facility in Cascades, as well as the facility at in the North Shore at Chances. Cascades Kamloops is performing 5% ahead of last year, and Chances is performing over 6% ahead of last year. And these are both over, you know, strong years last year. So we're really pleased with the way those two facilities are being embraced and adopted by the public in and around the Kamloops region, and we're you know, we're pleased that they've been accepted so well. And you know, it's really, you know, the benefit of that goes further. It goes to the city of Kamloops, because they receive, as I'm sure you're aware, 10% of the net revenue that these facilities generate. And so in the last year, they received over $1 million more than they received the previous year. So that's great news for the city of Kamloops.
And before we let you go, is there any update on the developing plans for that new headquarters?
Yes, we're in the phase now where we've gone through the request for qualifications, and now we're reviewing all those companies that have put their names forward, and there's a committee that is reviewing all those, and within the next several months we'll be identifying which of those companies. It'll probably be somewhere in the 3 to 5 companies that we will choose, and from that list we will have an RFP process to help identify, you know, how we replace or renovate the new building.
So the decision itself and the actual construction then probably won't be known until sometime in 2018.
I would hope we can get there sooner than that, Jim. We do have to make a major presentation to our board and also notify, you know, our shareholder and run it by them, and we are targeting to do that this winter. So hopefully we can have at least a decision on the direction by the end of 2017.
Jim Lightbody is the award-winning president, CEO of the BC Lottery Corporation. Always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.